KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. A historic aircraft hangar in the South Bay could get a new lease on life after getting stripped down to its steel frame. KQED's Peter John Schuler reports preservationists are cheering a deal to save Hangar 1 at Moffett Field.
Under the deal negotiated by Palo Alto Congresswoman Anna Eshoo, the government will put out a request for proposals from groups or individuals who want to restore and reuse the hangar. Lenny Siegel with the Save Hangar 1 Committee says this is the best news in a long time, but there are hurdles.
Recovering is going to be expensive, and then making it useful, they may have to put a new floor in, utilities. It's going to be a major expenditure even beyond recovering it.
Last year, crews spent months stripping the structure of panels laden with PCB. With the deal, the 1930s landmark appears to have escaped a NASA plan to sell off Moffett Field as surplus government property. I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED News.
Most every local government looks for ways to control costs and protect tax dollars. When it comes to saving money on mass transit, however, cities might want to talk to the folks in Fairfield for tips on what to do. Perhaps what not to do. Fairfield in Solano County outsourced its transit service to a company considered a rising star in the industry. But the city ended up penalizing the company nearly 300 times for problems like late service and causing too many accidents. Our partners at California Watch researched this cautionary tale for a story that comes out today. Zusha Ellenson covers transit for California Watch and wrote this article. Zusha, good morning.
Good morning, Joshua.
Now, the company that Fairfield contracted with is called MV Transportation. It's based in Dallas, and it calls itself the largest privately owned transit contractor in the country. What were Fairfield's expectations when it signed the deal with MV Transportation?
So it was almost natural that Fairfield would use MV Transportation because at the time, MV was based in Fairfield. And the big benefit that a lot of transit officials say is that if you have a contract with a company, you can really demand a level of service. But what turned out to happen is that it was very difficult to keep MV to the contract.
Now, what went wrong with the relationship? When did the city realize that it had a serious problem?
So the transit manager there, his name was George Fink. He came up with a new contract with a number of other officials there. And in it, they put a lot of penalties for poor service because they were worried about the possibility of poor service. And once that contract started in 2008, they started realizing that the company was not keeping with the contract. The buses were late. There were too many accidents. They didn't put in a GPS system. But what happened was that MV Transportation, sort of a very politically connected company in Fairfield, and when the transit manager fined them, they instead went to the city council and tried to overrule him.
Yeah, Fairfield's former transit manager, George Fink, told you he tried to rein them in. He was prevented from doing so. Were you able to determine through your reporting that there was any truth to that? Was he really politically bound? Were his hands really tied in that way, or was there something more to it?
So, of course, there's many shades to the story, but I will say this. We found through looking through many documents is that they did kill an audit that Fink had ordered of the company, in fact. He was also ordered to stop inspecting buses, where he would inspect them for cleanliness and that sort of thing, because they were resulting in too many fines. But one of Mr. Fink's direct supervisors, he said that Fink was known to be a stickler and sort of a letter of the law type of guy, and he thought that sometimes Fink was reading too much into the contract and that sort of thing.
Do you see other cities that are either thinking about outsourcing their transit lines or actively working to outsource?
What's really interesting is there's been this trend of outsourcing public transit, but you might think in the Bay Area it wouldn't happen because there's such strong public employees unions, and bus drivers unions hate outsourcing because it usually means wages go down, benefits go down. But even in the Bay Area, there are transit agencies that are looking at this, including in Marin. So Marin County took a look at this last summer. And Alameda County, there's two cities down there, Newark and Fremont. They're actually looking at MV because MV runs the transit service in the surrounding areas that they would be combining with.
What ultimately happened between Fairfield and MV Transportation? Is the company still handling transit there, or did they kill that relationship?
So Fink left out of frustration. And what's happening now is The transit manager there, Wayne Lewis, says that things are improving, but at the same time, a couple of audits done by the Metropolitan Transportation Commission have shown that service is not so good. And in fact, we went and talked to people in Fairfield quite a bit, asked them what they thought of their bus service. And people in general told us that it's very late. You know, they wait a long time for buses. And it's interesting because the name of the transportation agency is FAST. And a lot of them quarrel with that idea.
Zusha Ellenson is an investigative reporter covering transportation for our partners at California Watch. Zusha, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find this story from California Watch and more of the day's news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from St. Mary's College, hosting the Bay Area Service Day for Schools March 16th, yearofthegale.com.